Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cicerino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of October 6, 2020, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. We're back here. It's October, ready to talk about a bunch of holiday stories here in the world. I mean, a couple of Halloween-related stories later on. I'm going to talk about Subway sandwiches and much more. But here is a man. I want to hear about this shirt that he's wearing here today. It's the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Doing great, dude. You want to hear about this shirt, huh?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I wore this shirt. I like flashy garments. You may already know that about me. And I bought this shirt because it's pretty baller. And I wore it yesterday to Butterfly Wonderland, hoping that a butterfly would land on me because you see the flowers and stuff. You know, that's because you're not supposed to touch the flower. You're not supposed to touch the butterflies, but you can bring them to me. If they touch you, that's fine. You can't touch them. And
like a stripper.
Yeah, exactly. And it didn't work. I didn't have a single butterfly land on me. But then I just went to bed in the shirt and then woke up in the shirt and then recorded this podcast in the shirt. Mm-hmm. So
I love how you strategized your visit to the butterfly. Like, you thought about this, you bought the shirt. Uh-huh. Nature with Tyson. We're both wearing the hats, too.
And we're both wearing our dope hats. Also, spent the morning running around chickens with our heads cut off, cleaning the house because the cleaners are coming. So
you have to clean before anybody can come clean.
Yeah.
I get that.
There's two real true tests of mine and Rachel's relationship. And one of them is that I think she really loves to just be like, Tyson, pick that thing up. Now you got to pick that thing up. And I'm just like, the cleaners, that's what, like, why am I paying them to, like, if we already cleaned the whole thing?
No, you don't want to be embarrassed. Too much of a mess.
I don't care about that. And then, the other true test of our relationship is on our way to the airport from a trip. Because, like, you gather everything, you get everybody, you try to get everybody in the car on time. And then you get in the car and you're going to the airport. And then this always happens. Can you stop at the post office real quick? I just got a bunch of stuff I got to drop off. And I'm like, what? I did not factor that into the time. Why didn't you do that at a different time? Well, it's just quick. Okay. And then we got to go to Pottery Barn. I got to make a return real quick on our way out. Well, what are we doing? It's like, I didn't know it was a whole day of errands before we drive to the airport.
Look, she's focused on efficiency. That's what she's all about. She's like, dude, don't want to do multiple trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's much different than my trip to the airport, where it's just my wife is screaming the entire time that we're going to miss the flight. We're going to miss the flight.
So would you rather that or just have a bunch of surprise errands sprung on you that will probably make you miss the flight?
I think I'd rather have the surprise errands. I really, because I feel like I have all this pressure on me. I usually have like stuff going up until last minute of like, oh, I got to get this podcast out. I got to take care of this before we go. And my wife has nothing to do except just like look at the clock and wait to go to the airport all day. And then finally, she just screams at me. The kids are crying like, Mom said we're going to miss the flight. Dad, is that true? Like, no, we're not going to miss the flight. Yes, we are. We are. It's very upsetting.
Jeez.
It's
stressed out.
I don't go anywhere anymore.
Yeah. Are you getting stressed out too?
I'm getting stressed out by this. I go so early. That's the argument is, why are we going so early?
All right. Well, here's Mr. Early Airport, Danny Bryson. Is that by your choice?
Oh, yeah. I go ridiculously early.
With kids, you have to go early.
I've always gone early my whole life, even when I was single. I never tried to.
That's the
one. Just sit. That's a real dad move. You were set for dad. Because my dad's like 3 hours early.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You get to the airport and you sit at the gate. And it's like, all right, now what do we do for 2 hours?
Okay, let me tell you.
I cannot access. Come on, Rob.
I don't have.
I cannot relax until I sit at the gate and see the gate. Like, up until that moment, from the minute I wake up until I see the gate.
Not even me.
In a state of great anxiety.
The gate is what calms you down. I'm not calm until I sit on the airplane.
On the plane.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's not sitting on the airplane. It's getting your stuff in the overhead bin. That's another point of like, now I can relax because I found space for my crap.
Yeah, that is true too. Yeah. But like, you are definitely like, I'm high strung and high tension. And
nobody talk to me.
Anything that deviates from getting my entire family onto the plane and enough space for our shit,
I will smash. And
that's the point where I can finally let go.
Yeah, that's another one. But my first check, like, okay, I can check that off. I am at the gate. Yeah. Boom. 50% relieved.
But when I'm by myself, I don't stress as much because I know my timing more. So like,
well, you have less crap too.
Yeah. If I travel by myself, I get there an hour before. But if I go with the family, like, I'm constantly like, we got to get there early. And then we sometimes get there still at around the same time as I do by myself, because I've got carrying both kids, bunch of luggage, dropping toys along the way. And, traveling sucks, dude. The only great part about traveling is getting to your destination. But then, you know what sucks even worse than traveling to your destination is traveling back home from your destination.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like I'm Danny today.
Yeah, that's for dark cloud. I thought Arizona was sunny every single day.
It is. It's too sunny. What I wouldn't give to just see a rain cloud.
Stupid rain cloud sun.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. So you're wishing for rain, although not all at once.
Do like a week of constant rain. That would feel so
good. Gentle, like the little drumming on your window calms Tyson down. He's got a hot chocolate in his hands, tucked into bed, Netflix and chill. Yeah, that sounds like exactly what you need. The sun has made you go mad. You're sun crazy.
It really has, dude. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, I'll go out in the morning and the second the sun peeks up over the hill behind my house, it's like I'm like a vampire in the sun.
Yeah, they have seasonal affect disorder.
You can feel it burning. Yeah.
You have the opposite. You have like sun mad. I wish we could come up with this mad. Like, you've been driven mad by the sun. Like a man in the desert.
Can't you just call it SADS as well?
Seasonal affect. I'm going to come up with something better. I'll text you later.
Sun affect disorder. See, you can still be sad.
I don't like it.
You want it to be. You want it to be mad.
Yes.
Okay. I can feel my skin burning the second the sun touches it now. And it's like around like July, you're just like, sun doesn't feel good on my skin ever anymore.
Yeah.
The gentle kissing of the sun.
Nope.
That becomes like a
leech.
Don't
care for it. Yeah. It's like.
Are you ready to join the people that live underneath the surface of the earth, Tyson?
100%.
Oh, yeah. Center of the earth people.
In Australia.
By the way, they're all Nazis. You don't want to live there.
No, we're not talking about those people.
Yeah, according to the theory, the center of the earth people.
Not the center of the earth people. There's real life colonies of people living underground.
No.
Yeah. I didn't know about that.
Like, how far underground?
Just slightly underground. They build all their houses underground.
I don't know. You got to send me some information about
Arizona. This. Look it up, dude.
Fascinating. Guys trip. Yeah, guys trip 2020. Go guys to the underground people it's living in abandoned mine shafts.
Where they're living is so hot that they dig and live in dugout tunnels and stuff. Yeah, it's true. You guys don't believe me, and I remember seeing it on like National Geographic or something.
Mole people, Liv says.
Yeah, mole people.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, let's talk about it. We have a lot of news to get to today, and let's start with a big story from this past week that people really wanted us to weigh in on. Danny, I know that you are a Del Taco man. Are you a Subway sandwich guy?
I've been to Subway with Danny.
Because there's a Subway on my way to work, and so I'll grab a sandwich, eat half of it then, and while I'm working, eat the other half. So it does work out well.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That sounds pretty cool. Also, on a different note, nobody is talking about Rob's mustache today.
Yeah, what about it?
I didn't even notice. Cool.
Look how cool it is.
Well, yeah. It's like he's trying to grow a beard.
Just perfectly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks like he's trying to grow a beard, but it's like he's got two, you know, peninsulas off the side of his mouth that just aren't connecting to the mainland.
Yeah. It looks great.
What do you think?
It's an unintentional mustache.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes you look tough.
Yeah.
See?
Try to.
Okay, so back to Subway.
Yeah.
So Danny loves Subway, and he loves its bread. Go on.
Now it's Rob's turn to tell us why we should love it even more.
Well,
or why I might love it.
Depends. You might love Subway more or love Subway less when you find out that a court in Ireland, that there was a, this went to the highest court of Ireland of, is Subway bread considered bread? And what the highest court in Ireland said, that the sugar to flour content is 5 times too high to qualify as bread. Subway bread is cake.
That's why I like it.
So we're dealing with all this horse shit over here in the U.S. and Ireland's most pressing matter is to determine whether or not Subway uses bread or cake.
Yeah. The best part is they already had a definition for bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like somewhere, some panel had decided that the cutoff for bread was this ratio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
It has to do with taxes. That there, if you wanted to be taxed 0%, that the weight of sugar and fat in a bread must not be more than 2% of the total weight of flour in the dough. And the Subway bread exceeded that. And so,
heavy taxation.
That's cake. You don't get to be tax free.
Yep. Let them eat cake.
Mm-hmm. Let them eat cake with their ham and
salami and provolone.
Meatballs.
Yeah.
What's your go-to Subway sandwich, Danny?
Well, it sounds like I get 2 slices of cake. Mm-hmm. And in between that,
I get a 12-inch cake or a 6-inch cake?
I get a 12-inch cake sliced in half. And then I get the spicy Italian.
Yeah, I get the spicy Italian too, but I have not been to Subway in years.
Mm.
I had one of their club cards, because when I used to work for at my dad's office, we would go to Subway quite a bit and amass these club points. I had like the equivalent of like a 12-foot sandwich on the club card points, and then they switched from points to a different system, canceled the cards, but you had a window to transfer your points to your thing, but I obviously didn't do that. Wasted all these pants. Points.
So,
not pants.
So
points.
Yeah,
they have different
Jerry
types of bread, Rob.
Pants.
Yeah.
Rob, they have different types of bread. Does that apply to all of them?
Yes, it actually
I think so.
Does. There are 6 types of bread at Subway. That is white, Italian herb and cheese, 9-grain wheat, hearty Italian, a 9-grain multi-seed, and honey oat, all cake.
Cake. Delicious.
Cake.
Also, they were the ones that had the same chemicals as yoga mats in their ingredients in the past and had to change that.
Mm-hmm.
So
are
Subway,
yoga mats cake?
That is something that the Irish courts will have to determine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it sounds like they've got time in their hands to decide.
Yeah, they're not dealing
every
with
object
anything
that
more
is
pressing.
Or is not cake.
Yeah. Although, that they say that a 6-inch white bread roll, Danny, how many grams of sugar in a 6-inch white bread roll of cake from Subway?
Is it actually 6-inch or is it 5.5 inches?
Oh, that was another. That's right. That's another lawsuit they faced.
That is true. Even a 2x4 isn't a true 2x4.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was shocked to discover that.
I was too. My dad was like, go get a 2x4 for the thing. And I was like 16 and I showed back up. I was like, there is not a single 2x4 at all of Home Depot. All I could find was an 1¾ by 3¾-inch board.
So Rob,
that's a 2x4. Yes,
yes. Rob, 15 grams. I really don't know.
15 grams. It's only 5 grams. But they say that's the same as an Oreo cookie.
So I should be making, you know what? I would have no problem going to Subway when I go there next, probably within the next week, and say, I'd like the white cake. Just, you know, to see if they'll acknowledge that.
They won't even know, okay. Dude. You think this, whoever's behind the desk
Subway
is following
Heber
the Irish
is aware
news.
Of Irish Supreme Court decision.
You just gave away your location. Now, listeners, if you guys go hang out at the Subway in Heber City, Utah.
Yeah. There might be two, though. I did read a while ago that There are more Subways than McDonald's.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Some time
they're
ago.
Everywhere. They're everywhere.
Because you can put them in your living room.
People
You're like,
cake.
Oh, I'd like, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to put a cake sandwich shop in my living room. And Subway's like, oh, that sounds like a good franchise location. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But most of them are owned by huge corporations. Like, they're not like a solo franchise owner. They're like, yes, we are Subway Corp, in no way related to actual Subway sandwich, but we do own 700 Subways across.
And the recipe to all their cake breads, which is the secret ingredient.
It is the secret. We own 700 Subway franchises across Salt Lake.
Which is weird because I'm eating cheese herb cake, which I never thought I would like.
Yeah. But it's
and
delicious.
It turns out I love cake. I thought I was a pie guy, but it turns out I'm actually a cake
I'm a cake guy for sure.
Yeah.
You're a pie
like
guy?
A cake could be
cream
too dry.
Pies or cream pies?
Obviously,
or
I love cake now.
Okay. But
like,
before,
I'm all in.
Before what was your go-to? Like, let's say you went to like Village Inn or something like that and had to get a pie, but you could choose any pie you wanted.
Going to get apple pie.
Rob?
What's the best pie? I think I...
No, what? Pie or cake. You can choose
I'll go with
a
pie.
Cake.
Yes,
shit.
Thank you. We're pie people.
Really?
The pie people live in their caves and eat their cake bread sandwiches.
This is like one of those lines where like I'm looking at you guys and I'm like, they
totally
just
different.
Don't know. They can't. They,
what don't we
they're
know?
Wrong.
We're
you're
old
wrong.
Enough to have sampled enough cake to figure
cake
out
is
if
delicious.
We like it or not.
Yeah, but like a German chocolate cake with...
it can be just, good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the worst.
You know what
I'm
the only cake that I really like is like a like flourless chocolate cake. Like it has to be like super rich.
Really
like most,
dense
most
and
cakes,
rich.
Yeah. Hmm. They don't do anything for me. I'd rather, you know, have a Subway sandwich.
Seriously. Hmm. I kind of feel like a Subway sandwich right now. Just talking
so,
about
so do I.
Okay.
I haven't had
even
one
that
for
good.
So long.
We're talking about it. It's like, oh, it's cake. It's delicious. That sounds so
it
good.
It is delicious. But, dude, it's triggered all of the sensories in my...
My mouth is... There's a lot of
salivating.
Saliva in my mouth right now.
Okay. Yeah. So Subway, their whole marketing campaign is eat fresh, lose weight, it's healthy. Does Subway need to pivot of, hey, how about cake for lunch?
Let's party down. Well,
let's party.
The equivalent of an Oreo as your entire bread of the sandwich is not. It's whatever.
How about this? An advertisement says, let them eat cake. And then a 12-inch sub gets cut in half by a guillotine and wrapped by a happy Subway employee. I think that'd be perfect.
Or how about this? It's a TV advertisement, heavily CGI'd, and it's the most immaculate, delicious-looking cake you've ever seen. And then it morphs into a Subway sandwich, and Jared pops out of the slammer.
No,
takes a bite,
no,
and then
he's not
somebody
selling
hits him in the face.
With the sandwich.
With the sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what? I think I'm going to eat a Subway sandwich
today,
next week. Not today because I'm not headed up to work. And I'm going to just imagine I'm closing my eyes, going to put that spicy Italian in my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm going to try imagine that I'm eating cake. Mm-hmm. And if my brain can't turn that bread into cake, well, then according to the Supreme Court of Danny, it's bread. Because it's got to taste like cake. You can't call things cake. It's got to taste like it.
Is
so I'm going to close my mind.
Flavored cake.
I mean, close. I'm going to try. Maybe I'll just order a thing of bread and try to eat it with my eyes closed and maybe do a blind taste test, have some other cakes in there and mix them all up in a bag. Like
and do a coconut cream pie or something.
Yeah,
too,
and then just pretend and try and pick out which one's the bread. I bet you I could get it. I bet you I would be able to discern between the cakes, the actual cakes, and the Irish defined cake.
Yeah, because that's the thing, too, is like you're talking about Ireland and... these places are not necessarily world-renowned for their cuisine. I don't want to get on anybody's bad side here.
You're saying let the French decide.
I'm saying let the pastry people decide. Yeah, the French.
Yeah. Who knew
maybe
that Ireland was really the ultimate decider on healthy eating?
Well, and that's what Tyson's saying.
Right?
Let's move this to the court of opinion in France and let the people who are really good with pastries tell us.
Yes.
Whether or not it's cake.
And you know what? Now I want to French pastry, dude. A chocolate croissant.
Oh, yeah. With the chocolate still melty in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That does sound good. Damn,
well,
dude.
Maybe this Halloween, I don't know how much trick-or-treating is going to be done, but maybe you should have a couple of loaves of Subway bread ready to go. Maybe
good idea.
Bread slices for the trick-or-treaters.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll go to Subway, just get a couple loaves of a smattering of flavors.
Just buy a party sub and then just peel the bread off in little chunks for...
So it's kind of soggy.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Okay. Dressing. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Halloween, we have always followed the hot Halloween costumes of each year that we've done News AF. And this year is no exception. That... Of course, the topical costumes are always a big deal every year.
And Tiger King? What do we got? Some Tiger King?
I was going to say that on Yandy.com, this year's hottest Halloween costume, of course, is...
Wait, can we guess?
Yes.
You'll never guess, Tyson.
We won't? Never,
you won't. I already saw the headline.
Is it something to do with a TV show this year?
No.
No, is it something to do with the trend this year?
It has something to do
topical.
With America's nightmare.
It's topical.
COVID?
No, worse. No, it's not COVID.
Presidential debate? Presidential candidates?
Yeah. You're getting warmer.
Warmer.
Yandy.com has the sexy mail-in ballot for your Halloween costume this year.
I don't mind it.
$29.95 for the
And this is the hottest one? This is going to be the hottest
costume? No, Tyson, they
do
have Tiger King, but by the way, it doesn't look anything like it's just leopard print.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the sexy mail-in ballot, and then we can talk about some of the other costumes for 2020.
Okay.
Sexy mail-in ballot. Aren't you looking foxy in first class? Is your heart pounding? You're about to hear the final count. It must feel good to know you're the key to the election, babe, regardless of who wins the vote. You're always a priority in this exclusive mail-in ballot costume featuring a white pull-on tube dress with postal detailing two I voted bust stickers, official ballot enclosed, first class mail printed with a red stripe, a sexy headquarters address, and a black barcode. No postage necessary.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yes.
I see the resemblance here.
Yes, yeah. You see the resemblance to the mail-in ballot. Yeah.
The actual ballot. Yeah.
You like it now?
Yeah.
No, that's stupid.
Hey,
okay.
Danny, wear one of these and see if a government official tries to get you discounted.
What would I look like in this? Trying to close my eyes and imagine.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Definitely not sexy.
Your meaty thighs would be just popping, dude.
I just don't see myself wearing this and being sexy. So this costume does not apply to me.
Okay. Well, how about this, Danny? If not the sexy mail-in ballot, what about the sexy postal worker? Our postal service is microscope like never before.
Mm-hmm. I think they've been under the microscope in the past.
Yes, the postal service?
Yeah, I remember when they sponsored Lance Armstrong's team.
Do you remember when there was no reason for them
to dump any money into any professional sports at all because they're a government program? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember when my entire adult life was spent collecting garbage from my mailbox that the postal server puts in there so I could throw it into my actual garbage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I mean, do with my adult
that's
life.
That's what
now.
They do. They move garbage around.
Dude, it is crazy how much garbage. It's like, I understand they got to make their money, but. Man,
that's not
it is a
good,
lot of
that's
junk
not,
mail.
Yeah, that's all they do. It's like they're one step removed from the garbage man, and instead of taking it away, they just bring it to my house and jam it in my mailbox.
Okay. Yeah, this may be an unpopular opinion, but I think take away the postal service. We have all these private carriers doing it better.
We need the postal service, Tyson.
Why don't we put that funding somewhere else in education?
Well, the problem is we wouldn't have half the sexy costumes this year if it wasn't for the Postal Service, Tyson.
There's a lot of places that can't get a delivery from other private carriers that only the Postal Service
Look, eventually...
Only because that they have a...
the Postal Service.
That's wrong.
Who?
I don't think that's right. Who relies on the Postal Service?
Old people.
A ton of
people. That generation's dying.
Like who?
You want their names?
I want an example, like a more legitimate example. Like, why can't FedEx or UPS or OnTrack or somebody get there in 2 days every single time?
Because those are faster. Those are businesses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a service. You pay
that
taxes.
Costs money.
Yeah, you
get, not a good
you,
service. Yeah. Is there any other service out there?
It still
where
costs
they
money.
Do some,
yes.
Yeah, it costs money, and the service. I don't want their service. That's the thing is, the service is being forced upon me. I'm not kidding when I say my mailbox is filled with garbage.
Put a brick in your mailbox, then.
Well, isn't that some kind of federal offense?
I don't think so.
And then what?
That
he's going to take
is.
The problem is he's going to take that brick, think I'm mailing it, and probably deliver it
he
to
can't
somebody
put a
else.
Brick in his own mailbox?
No, the mailbox is like not your property. That is federal property.
Yeah,
the mailbox on your house is federal property.
Correct.
Probably inside of it.
Are you sure about
correct.
That?
Correct. Yes.
I'm
the
not,
actual mailbox is mm-hmm. federal property.
Yeah.
And you tampering with it is a federal offense.
Mm.
Look, guys, we could have people smarter than us have discussed this and not resolved anything. So let's just go on to the sexy costumes, which is more
all
our
right.
pay grade.
All right. Well, that Tyson's guess of sexy coronavirus was a decent guess, but Yandy.com has said they will not be doing any coronavirus sexy costumes for 2020.
If they don't, somebody else will.
So the ballot is okay.
Yeah, ballot's
but
okay.
The virus, not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. People aren't dying from the, well, aren't directly dying from ballot issues that we know of. That we know of.
Yeah, I don't think
I did see one of the hottest costumes out there that I read a week or two ago was a really terrifying one. It was a Karen costume.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And it was scary.
Yeah, I could see
it
that.
It was a terrifying
yeah,
costume.
Like,
not
I
sexy
saw that
at
too.
All.
It was like a scary Karen.
Mask.
Yes.
But
was it the one with her holding her gun like this?
No, it was just a mask. It was just a mask.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You decide what Karen's doing okay. once you put on the mask. You
yeah.
get to decide that. But Tyson, they do have a Tiger King.
Yeah,
and
so,
you
okay,
should
so
look
let's talk
at
about
it.
Some of the other hot 2020 Halloween costumes. There is the sexy TikTok app.
Yeah, I was actually going to guess TikTok app as one of my guesses earlier.
Wait, what do you mean by TikTok app? Why can't I?
Look
it's
at
like
the, you see it on the screen.
Let me go to
see the as she's an app.
What? That's stupid.
Yeah,
that is,
it?
Really dumb. That's like not even trying.
Yeah, but that's the thing about Halloween is the older you get, the less you have to try.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't every... Yeah, okay. What else, Rob?
Tiger King was only a few months ago. It seems like...
There's Tiger King, Tyson.
Here is, I guess... I don't really know what they are. Are they? Are these women
not even
tigers?
Trying.
We don't know, but they are tigerish kingy, I guess.
Yeah, I guess they are cool cat and kittens. They call this the coolest cat costume.
Don't love it.
Next one. Do we have more?
Let's see.
We can judge from our...
Let's see. I'm on the website, and I'm trying to see if there's anything else that's hot for 2020. I think that those are the big ones.
Those are the big ones. That was the... they spent all year.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, what about sexy Zoom meeting?
Yeah, what about...
Yeah, that one seems like a no-brainer.
That mm-hmm. does... Or The Last Dance.
Oh, like a sexy Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A real sexy yeah. Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Eh.
This is the website that does all the latest Halloween costumes.
Yeah, plug that into your home browser, Danny.
The Zoom meeting one is great. Is that your own, Rob?
Yeah, I just made that up.
WB in the chat said, sexy Carol Baskin is just Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
She got eliminated
agreed.
Real quick.
So
dancing.
Yeah, I mean, what are people doing for Halloween? Are people going to a lot of Halloween parties, like in Florida?
You'll have to Zoom in to a party,
Zoom Halloween party. So that would be very confusing if you had.
Are your kids going trick or treating, Danny? What's going on?
I've heard rumors that it's going to be outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not, don't forget, hospital will X-ray all your candy for free to give it that extra
X-ray
flavor.
That's the last place I ever want to go. The hospital doesn't do it. Isn't it the police who do it for free?
I don't know. Do you remember that service?
I do remember that, but I think it was the police were willing to do it for free.
You take your bag of candy and they inject it with X-rays and then you eat all that radiation.
That's
delicious.
Why you... That's why you wouldn't take Subway bread. Super easy to hide needles and razor blades in Subway bread that's handed out in Halloween.
Everybody tried to discard their needles and razor blades.
Subway bread. Okay. So there won't be any coronavirus Halloween costumes this year for 2020, at least not through the major Halloween costume manufacturers. I'm sure some people will have their own. But Tyson, will you commemorate 2020 and the coronavirus in your holiday ornament collection?
I honestly don't do any of that. But if Bergen or Marlo choose that out as their yearly ornament, because that's, I guess, a tradition we're starting, is amassing a huge collection of ornaments.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Year.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. It's pretty common.
I didn't do it growing up, so it's not common to me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they'll choose that. I don't know.
Okay.
It just depends on what attracts their eye at the Hallmark store.
Yeah. Well, there is a site called Old World Christmas. I guess they are the Yandy.com of the holiday season. And they have started bringing in some 2020 COVID-themed Christmas ornaments. If you want to get your order in now, we have Santa Claus with a face mask.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I mean, you're not... You don't want to see another face mask. Just wear a mask that doesn't have a face mask. Maybe that's the costume.
Yeah.
You got the face mask underneath and you wear a normal you face on top.
Not for anything. Santa has been socially distancing all year. He's at the North Pole. Santa is protecting himself from you with that face mask.
Yeah.
That's true.
For sure. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And it's only $22.
Yes. Okay.
But it's not Hallmark. And we all know that that's where you go.
If that's not
wrestle with old people for 2019,
why would you want this to remind you of 2020?
Okay, well, how about
all of these? All of these.
What about the tiny bottle of hand sanitizer for the Christmas tree?
Is there actual hand sanitizer in there?
I don't think so.
Okay, well then, worthless. Get rid of it. I don't want that hanging on my tree. I've already got that in my car, in my office, everywhere I go, I see it.
Right. Also, I believe that actual hand sanitizer...
But don't you just want to turn 2020 into kind of a joke? Like, it seems like all these companies are trying to figure out where the line is, where they can...
More time has to pass.
Yeah.
We're insensitive, but is it too insensitive?
I think that the hand sanitizer is flammable, which if you have a real Christmas tree, I think that that could be a...
Is that real hand sanitizer?
I don't believe so. I think it would be $40 if it was real hand sanitizer.
Hmm.
Okay.
Next.
All right, how about this? What about, remember when everybody stocked up on the toilet paper?
That was insane.
That was insane.
The craziest moment.
When you think back about on it, like I went to the grocery store like a month after the first initial toilet paper craze. And there was a dude when they were finally limiting people to only being able to buy one packet of toilet paper. And he had snuck back in and circled his way into the grocery store like four times to buy toilet paper. And finally, the store was like, somebody recognized him, was like, hey, everybody, this guy, he's already been in here, bought his toilet paper for the day. Nobody sell him toilet paper. And I was
that's
like,
a scared shopper.
Crazy.
Meaning these uncertain times, it's the one thing he could control was the toilet paper purchasing.
Yeah.
He needed to control one aspect of his life. That was it.
All right. So those are some holiday ornaments, Danny.
Oh, that's it? We've reached the bottom of the list.
On their website now, they do have the postal service truck.
My gosh. It's just like, come on. We don't need to be reminded of these things.
Yeah. I did see like the doctor's scrubs. They also have that for our doctors and nurses.
Okay. Christmas is all about mirth and Mary. Is mirth a word? I feel like
it is. I think you're thinking of frankincense. Are you thinking of frankincense?
No, mirth. I'm pretty sure mirth is a word.
Myrrh. Frankincense, myrrh.
No.
Looking
at gold. Anyway.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Mirth. Amusement. Especially as expressed in laughter. So that's, lightheartedness.
Yeah, people
happiness.
Do consider me quite mirthy.
Yeah.
So the problem is you hang these things on your tree, and what? You're reminding yourself, that's not going to make everybody lighthearted. It's just going to be like, oh, yeah, dude.
Well, so you're saying sweep. Here. Yeah, you're saying sweep reality under the rug on Christmas
Day. For one day? What's so wrong with that? That's why people drink.
Not you.
Not me, but I've always assumed that's why people drink. And if you're going to drink and be around Christmas time, you might as well load your tree with happy things rather than all these reminders of how terrible the year was.
Okay.
Well, look. That's my opinion. Your kids are going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad. And then they're going to look up the tree filled with toilet paper ornaments.
The idea is that next year, when things are happier, potentially, that you look back and say, like, oh my God, like, what? We really appreciate this year, 2027. At least we're not masked up with toilet paper and hand sanitizer.
I just rewatched Total Recall. I feel like we all want to go in and get recalled on this this year. Like, just erase it.
Okay.
It's got a bad taste in your mouth.
Well, look. It wasn't all bad news in 2020. Let me tell you.
Yeah, News AF has been one of the few shiny objects of 2020.
So, Danny, listen to this, okay? It wasn't all bad times for everybody because a new study shows that 1 in 4 singles who had sex during lockdown.
Or meant $1 bills.
Okay. So we polled all of the single people who had sex during the lockdown.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many people exactly this is. This might be a small sample size. So of the single people who had sex during the lockdown, it turns out that this study, which was done by online dating company Match.com, found out that 25% of those singles had sex with a non-romantic roommate.
This is like people copulating in the bomb shelters.
Yeah,
it's like end times. Just get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who it's with. This isn't happy. This is a sad story. You know, there's no love or joy involved with this. This is just a sense of doom. Just get it off. Let it all end.
Get it off.
I'm just saying this doesn't sound like, first of all,
this was before people were dressing as sexy mail-in ballots.
Plus, with your roommate, how awkward did things become afterwards?
Non-romantic roommate, boy.
Yes. No.
I want to hear.
No, this doesn't work because Danny, list who your non-romantic roommates are.
Go on.
Yeah.
My non-romantic. What currently?
No. Anyways, is it non-romantic on both sides? Did they ask both parties?
So you think there's a lot of living situations where one person has a crush on the other person?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The other one's like, did it. And the other one's like.
So many movies have taught me that that's how non-romantic
roommates are. Yeah, that's most relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all relationships. And so I think that.
One person likes the other person more.
Yeah, so you got to delve into it.
Yeah.
And if both answer that they were non-romantic, that's when you chalk that up to non-romantic. Otherwise, it either cancels itself out or it counts as a romantic.
Yeah. So 71% of the people that they surveyed did not have any sex during lockdown. And of the people that did, 45% were sleeping with people that they were not quarantining with. Unsafe sex.
Mm. So many stories about what people did and did not do during the pandemic. A lot of light being shined onto the you know, spirit of man, desperation, what they'll do in times like these.
Yeah. But so I
think it's interesting, but I'm kind of with Tyson, and I think even Rob agreed. I think that some of these people were pretty stoked that the pandemic led to this, something they couldn't move along. You know, this relationship. They had a hard time doing this, and the pandemic came along and just the final nudge.
Yeah, the girl who's like, "Hey, you've always been my best friend. We should get an apartment together in LA and save money." And the guy's like, "Oh yeah, that sounds cool." And then they get there, and he finds out that they are still always just friends.
Yeah,
and then this happens where they have to be locked in, and he's like, "Yeah, this is it." And then.
That doesn't sound good. The way you said it is like he sounds kind of like a sleazeball. Like, yeah, we're locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, that's exactly. Do you imagine it being different?
It's like misery. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's exactly how I pictured it. He's just like, this is my moment. Mm-hmm. She's eventually going to be sad and depressed and lonely enough and desperate for some human connection. I guess it could work both ways.
This study doesn't say how many same-sex roommates this was, how many male
girl to guy, guy to girl.
We don't know.
We don't know who, but I can imagine that.
He moved to LA with her. They got a job at the same restaurant. He was a busboy. She was a waiter. She got picked up for some commercials. She was moving into big movies. His crush never died. It only grew as she became a bigger and bigger celebrity around town. She had a glow up. He didn't. But he, underneath his rough exterior, you know, he was handsome. But he knew he'd never have a shot. She was just about to move out.
No, and she did move out. She moved out. Oh. But then when her acting stopped because of COVID, she couldn't pay the rent, and she invited him to live and help.
Yeah, she moved back, and
or she moved back, one of the two.
Yeah.
And go on.
Oh, you're saying she invited him to live with her in her nice apartment? He couldn't afford that. He was just a busboy. Now he doesn't have a job at all. Now he's unemployed. His parents are sending him money. So he's got nowhere to go. He tries to get her to move back in. She does. And luckily, she's so low that it's like just things line up correctly. And finally, it happens. But the problem is there's no love there. So it only leads to resentment. And now it's awkward.
And discomfort.
Discomfort. He still has to ask her for the check. It's like she's just waiting to move out now. So what he thought would be a glorious moment turned into a life crushing, event.
Life lesson. Yeah.
Danny, is this autobiographical?
No, because in real life, she wasn't an actor. She was actually working at a multi-level marketing firm.
Utah. I only had guy roommates for a very short period of time. And that's when I realized that I enjoyed just living alone, which people who lived alone were fine during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It was exactly what they were used to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about these couplings that happened during the pandemic. Let's talk about a ad that got pulled for being too racy. The St. John's Onion Company had recently had an ad that was flagged for being too sexual. And let me see if I can have the children leave the room because
hopefully it's not blocked everywhere.
Yeah, hopefully. Here we go. This was the Facebook ad that was pulled, this sexy onion ad of the onion Walla Walla suite. I guess this was the controversial photo that Facebook said was overtly sexual.
This was an AI that said this was sexual. I can guarantee you a robot saw this and was like,
yeah, but AI has lived enough lifetimes, human lifetimes, to know when something subconsciously is sexual. So this AI is probably greater good, even though we don't know why or how.
Excellent
we are
point.
Currently in the back of our minds aroused by this photo, all of us, and we can't, we don't know yet that we're aroused, but later in the day,
like
when you're at your Subway sandwich asking for onions and then getting extra onions with more onions, it'll start to make sense and click.
All right. So which is it? So do you feel like that the makers of the ad, did they know that this is a subliminally very sexualized
ad? They didn't know either.
They didn't know either, dude.
They arranged it like this and it just felt right.
Yes.
And they didn't know why.
Yeah.
But Tyson's right. The AI, which dives deep into the human psyche, knew. It was like, oh, that's dirty.
Yeah.
That's way dirty.
You're not going to, kids should not be allowed to look at this photo.
Hold the onions.
Parents are going to have a hard time holding their relationships together. Man,
yes.
It's crazy. And especially when we're spending more and more time on the internet these days.
Yes.
Like, I can't even look at that without feeling something.
I had to shut the window. I didn't know why.
Yeah, are you crying
something in the
right
back
now?
Of my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, dude, shut this window right now. Don't let Liz walk in.
Well, during the pandemic also led to a lot more people cooking. Cooking leads to onions. Onions leads to non-romantic roommates having sexual relationships.
100%.
Once you get a look at these big bulbous onions in your Facebook news feed,
juicy, They are juicy.
You are
just
set
dripping
off
with that onion juice, you know?
Yeah.
Circles are sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat said there's no onion emoji. And you know what? There's a good reason for that, because
we never knew why.
Now we do.
Yeah.
Phones are only so liquid proof. And I think, like, you know what I'm saying, Danny? Yeah.
I think I do. Like, you might be so shaken up by the image, you drop it into a body of water.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So the company that was advertising here is not even an onion company. It is a seed company. Seeds, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So the seed company was alerted that they had an overtly sexual image that they had to ban from the site.
Of course they did.
They felt like that the round shapes could be misconstrued as boobs or something nude in some way. That is
no, not misconstrued,
Jackson
construed
McLean,
correctly.
Who is the manager?
Yeah.
That's construed those circles.
That's what they came up with. So they have like a 16-year-old kid. So it's not AI at all. There's a 16-year-old kid looking at these drawing nipples on all of these onions we can't look at. Other people are going to draw nipples on these.
So the picture gets flagged, right? And the next thing that happens is that picture is sent to a 13-year-old. And if they laugh, then the picture is censored. That's how it
is. By the way, the guy who is running the Facebook account, he's holding up the seeds as he's being interviewed. Yeah. Looks a little like Aris.
Yeah, he does. I like it. Faith in the chat said it's not the bulbous shapes of the onions. It's the crevices. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Should go back to the image and take a deeper look at the crevices
look. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it could be both. Maybe the combination of the curves and the crevices.
I like it all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. I need extra onion on everything right now.
Yeah, get some extra onions.
Don't quarantine me with those onions.
Yeah.
Yeah. if those onions want to just have a platonic relationship and be my roommate, it's going to go wrong at some point, you know?
Yeah. They better hope there's no lockdown.
Okay. All right. Hide the onions. Have we talked about fecal transplants before?
I think we have, yeah.
Yeah.
In private conversation, yes. Never on the podcast.
Well, yeah. It's becoming more and more talked about that a fecal transplant is something that this article is saying could be the fountain of youth. It could turn back the clock on aging, not just for your gut, but for your brain.
Maybe I saw it on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Maybe that's how I thought we talked about it.
Did they talk about a fecal transplant on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah. The one guy's wife that hates the other guy got a fecal transplant and was feeling fantastic. So then she was giving fecal matter to all her friends and they all started feeling fantastic. And then they all started feeling really shitty.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say my kids have fecal transplanted. I'm sure tons of it.
Yeah,
to my French fries, all the things they touch when I'm not looking, and I tell them not to touch constantly.
Yeah,
because their hands are always sticky, but it happens all the time.
Okay, well, what this is taking stool from a healthy person and placing it into the colon of someone else. Usually, the recipient is someone who is sick and could have a bacterial infection, but they're saying that there is also some sort of a link between your gut and your brain. And that people who have received the fecal transplant claim to have improved clarity.
Here's a problem.
Oh, it wasn't Curb Your Enthusiasm. It was South Park. That's right.
So here's a problem with this test. I read about this. And the thing I never understand with these studies is they do this with mice, right?
Mice, yeah.
So. And so they give the old mice, young mice, poop in their colon. How do you know that the older mice, are they running the maze a little bit faster? Are they, I mean, like what, in the article I read, it didn't tell me how they knew that the older mice had suddenly became younger mentally.
So the team finds that there are alterations in the protein, which has ties to neurotransmission. And those are also changes in the cells of the hippocampus. That's the area that stores new memories.
Of course.
So it's all active, and they're assuming that this will just transfer straight across.
Mm-hmm. I think that logically, for me, it does make sense if you have poor gut health and need some biomes introduced to your system that other fecals may have. Then, I can kind of like, if a scientist explained it to me, I'm sure I would be like, that does sound good. Give me five.
Tyson,
give me five fecal transplants right now.
Will you, would you be a recipient? I feel like that you're young and virile enough to be a stool donor, no?
Yeah, I mean, how much money am I getting to donate my stool?
I don't think Tyson's young enough for young stool.
Oh, Danny.
I'm sorry, but I just don't think so. I think you want someone in their 20s, just like
you want. Yeah, but don't you want somebody that looks young? Like, wouldn't you rather have, like, oh, look at Tyson, only looks like he looks like he's 40. I'm 41. Yeah. Surprise.
Tyson's and verified then, on a number of platforms.
Lots of
platforms. I don't know if that blue check mark makes a difference when it comes to stool transfer.
You don't think I'm verified on Facebook? I am.
I'm not questioning your verification. I'm just saying I don't know how much of that plays a part.
It's got to mean something. Like, imagine you go, Danny, let's say you go to a sperm bank and you're like, how many of these donors are verified? Zero. Well, maybe I'll look somewhere else. Yeah. I'll shop around.
I probably would. I'd be like, only blue checks. And that would be kind of nice if, like, next to the...
That's what I'm saying, dude. So you get blue check poop, dude. And I'm getting... quadruple the price to donate it.
I still think, though, that has more to do with youth than blue checks. I'm going to go for the blue check 20-year-old.
Really?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
wouldn't you rather go with somebody whose mind is so sharp as a tack that I can respond to any comment made without even hardly a second to waste?
Well, I think
I'm
going with young poo.
Tyson. Mental I'm so agility. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just going to go. Well, I think we talked that same scientist you talked to earlier who explained it all to you.
So some country bumpkin who somehow figured out how to be a lawyer in Kentucky.
Yeah,
you're going to take that poop over my poop.
Yeah, because who knows what his young fecal will unlock in my own brain. It's all about unlocking things in my own brain.
It's not about youth. It's about health.
You're not getting their stuff. You're just using their poo to unlock your brain. Well, we're assuming all the donations are from healthy people, like not sick at all.
Is that now what you're assuming?
No, you're talking about... No, I'm fine as long as it's young, because I just want that young, healthy gut has to unlock my brain.
Hmm.
Not necessarily, they're not transferring stuff from their brain into my brain.
Yeah.
I want their gut to unlock my
brain.
Do you
also get that person's memories that you got the stool sample from?
You get their memories, but only
this is a great
of what
movie.
Happened to their butt.
Oh, yeah, only. Yeah. Oh, see, those might be private
lifetime
memories.
Of butt memories. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of things that could Nightmare. Potentially happen to your butt, Danny, Mountain Dew is working on a new hot sauce.
Oh, I just bought. I was at Target and they had this mysterious Halloween Mountain Dew. And I was like, I like all things Dew for the most part. So I bought it. It was a clear, kind of like a Pepsi clear.
Mm-hmm.
And so disappointed. It was disgusting. So it kind of took me off of like Mountain Dew's branching into other things, which goes back to this hot sauce. Just because it's got the Dew label doesn't mean that it's totally awesome.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're going to be able to do extreme sports immediately after.
And I'm pretty sure Mountain Dew is stripping my gut of those precious bacteria that
I
need.
Yeah, you might need
to be super sharp.
Be the recipient.
I'm going to need a transplant soon.
Okay. So habanero is the newest flavor of Mountain Dew. Dew hot sauce.
Oh, it's hot sauce. It's not a drink.
Oh,
okay. So
yeah. Is it a drink?
I apologize. It's not habanero flavored Mountain Dew. It's okay. Mountain Dew flavored hot sauce.
Gross.
Danny would try that.
I would try it, but it's going to be gross. The best way, the best form.
But I would rather have a habanero flavored Mountain Dew beverage. Little kick
maybe.
To it, like a ginger beer with a little like.
I had some energy drink the other day that had jalapeno in it, and it was not good. It was so gross.
Mm-hmm.
So just because it's got habanero in it, I don't know if that makes it better.
You're drinking energy drinks too now? Like you're a Monster guy? You have a Monster sticker on your vehicle?
Oh, several. Yeah. Yeah. That's who I am now. I'm a Chad or whatever the guy is who drinks Monster. Kenny? Kevin? I can't remember.
Yeah. Whoever.
Yeah. So I don't think that just put in habanero. Sometimes these companies, and we've discussed this endlessly over the last couple of years, that they think that anything they go into will be a golden ticket idea.
Oh,
and that's not the case.
Not like David Klein. Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Tyson. Pickleball influencer, on these...
Number one pickleball influencer of all time.
So it looks like on these different cans of Mountain Dew, I can't make out who they are, but it looks like that there are athletes who are endorsing Mountain Dew. Would you ever consider either consuming Mountain Dew prior to or during athletic competitions?
Don't let me down, Tyson.
I honestly, and there's maybe no science to this whatsoever, but I don't feel like carbonated sugar sodas are good necessarily for pre or post game. I would say post game probably a little bit better, or even like maybe during an event, like if you're running a marathon, maybe get a little caffeine boost there for a second. But if you can steer clear of those completely, I feel like you're probably...
Would you allow them to put your face on the can, though?
Hell yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just throw all of that out the window because you
definitely one of the best. One of the best drinks you can have pre, during, or post is Mountain Dew. And as the number one pickleball influencer, I will have my team reach out to Mountain Dew, get in touch with them, let them know that's how I've always felt.
Yeah.
And get so my smart, face Tyson. On a can. Yeah.
Okay. Danny, will you consider being a sexy Mountain Dew can for Halloween this year?
Or an unsexy one. It doesn't matter. You take your pick.
Yeah, okay. Sign me up. Where's the suit? What does it look like?
It's just a big can with
it's gotta be tight.
Nipple holes
super
cut out.
Super tight.
Yeah. I found a Mountain Dew costume, but not a sexy Mountain Dew costume.
You're not going to find. It's not in the news enough. You know, it's got to make the news, and then someone's got to be like, how can I sexify a Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Okay. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yeah, and it's very related to what we were just talking about earlier.
Sounds good. Yes, all right. Let's go ahead and bring you the highly anticipated Danny's bolt hole segment.
I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal mission.
Yeah.
A very sexy suit.
Guys, great book. I read a great book a while ago called Packing for Mars.
I thought you were gonna say Harry Potter.
It's about the difficulty of actually getting to the red planet and some of the small things we don't take into consideration when we think about space travel. Yep. And it had a whole chapter on pooing in space, which goes back to
people think about that a lot.
Yeah, that's one of the number one things I think about.
No, the pooing in space is a hard thing from the very beginning. And they're still working on it. And what I want, they just barely sent to the space station. I think they received it today, a $23 million toilet.
Mm.
And you should look at this contraption. First of all, $23 million.
Suction butts.
So,
they cups
use
to your butt.
Yeah, they use suction, and they've tried all sorts of things. Like once it was just an adhesive you'd poo onto, and then you'd put it in a bag.
Like a mouse trap, like an adhesive mouse trap.
And that was in the early days. And then you had to put in a mixture so that the gases wouldn't make the bag expand and explode inside the space capsule.
Oh my
and
God.
Because that could be a real problem. So it was a nightmare. It was just you and another guy orbiting the Earth in a tight capsule, and he's got his pants down right there next to your head, trying to poo onto an adhesive. Mm-hmm. Well, they've advanced it, and they've gone all the way to this new $23 million toilet, which is better suited for women. Which makes sense because women, in a lot of ways, make better astronauts. They don't take as much space, as much resource, as much oxygen. And so if you look at this thing, though, it's the stuff of nightmares. Like if you can try and find a link to the picture and imagine trying to relax.
New NASA toilet?
Yeah.
Or is this SpaceX?
I heard the
Universal Waste Management System, NASA's new space toilet.
I heard the only reason that it costs so much is because they had to figure out how to time the artificial plop sound with the actual release of poop from your butt. And it was like impossible to figure out an algorithm.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a lot of stuff like that when it comes to new technology.
So, Danny, I see this gentleman, and he is holding a hose. Can I ask you, have you done the research? Where does this hose go?
So, they have, if you look at the article I'm looking at, the hose that he is holding in the picture, I don't really see it. But there's a lot of suction, and in the book that I read, astronauts train on Earth to accurately poo into the toilet. There's a camera that looks back at your beehole and makes sure that you are aiming correctly, because if you miss, the stuff that comes out of that toilet floats around the space capsule. So accuracy is demanded. The astronauts train, or at least used to train, on a practice toilet. The other crazy thing is that this toilet had to be tested, like everything that goes to space, on one of those vomit comets, the airplanes that fly up and do zero G. And so some guy, to certify this toilet to go to the space station, there was some dude, some laboratory assistant, who had to poo in front of a bunch of people on the vomit comet while they took notes, and then he took a note. And I just, the whole process is fascinating.
Do you think all those engineers standing around that toilet have all taken a turn on this poop mechanism?
I would like to think so, because if you're designing something for someone in space,
I bet they have.
You need to have an intimate knowledge of what it is you're sending up there, and for $23 million, it needs to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a big deal, though. A brand new toilet, $23 million.
I already figured it out, dude. This is what you do. You are in this little capsule that's spinning you centrifugally. And you just poop, and the poop just goes to the outside walls of the centrifuge and then gets captured that way. As long as you can poop while you're spinning at dizzying speeds inside a room, strapped into the middle center of the room.
So what you're saying is they should just have a separate section of the ISS that has gravity, like a giant rotating drum. And that's where the toilet should be, to simplify everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a great idea. I don't know why they haven't done the rotating drone. It must be terribly complicated and expensive. Cheaper to set up a $23 million toilet than to try to figure out how to build the rotating drum that gives you gravity.
No, but it doesn't have to give you gravity. It can just centrifugally kick everything to the outside.
Yeah.
Because it's spinning so fast. So like a porta potty that is spinning, and you have like this thing that holds you in the middle so you're not touching the walls anywhere. And then as you go, it just kicks it straight to the outside, sucks it through the vacuum holes of the wall. And then you close the door, and it starts the cleaning process.
This is starting to sound way more complicated than just a giant titanium.
I could do it for less than $23 million. That's for goddamn sure.
Remember, you have to test it in the zero G plane. So that, that's expensive. There's a lot of research here, Tyson, you need to do.
Can I also add that I like that, Danny, you're the $23 million NASA toilet guy, but also get rid of the post office, and I don't want to ever get any more mail. It's a waste of money.
Yeah. I am all for the space program. I think space is fascinating. You love the space just like program. This toilet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do. You should read, if nothing else, at least the chapter on toilets in space, because it'll blow your mind and it'll make you appreciate how easy it is to use them down here.
Why don't you just put one of those electronic cow milkers on your front and your back as it...
I think about that. I don't know that how much suction.
Right out.
Yeah, that's what I would worry about. I don't know how much suction is involved in this, but it's probably not enough to do to you what the toilet did to that mom on South Park. And so this is probably a gentle suction that's well timed, and maybe you nurse the suction along as it's coming out, which would be nice, a little assist on getting it out. But the whole idea is kind of terrifying to me.
Why don't they just build the dune suit where you wear the suit that then you poop into that then extracts the liquid from the poop, and then you can drink it through a straw?
That could very much be the future, Tyson. That could very much be the future. But we're not there yet. Right now, we're at $23 million titanium toilets.
Why does it have to be titanium? Why not stainless steel?
It costs a lot to put anything into space, and every pound matters. So I'm assuming that they want it to be light. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it can't be ceramic.
They say it was a corrosion issue as well.
Okay.
Something corrosive happened. So there you go.
Even to stainless steel?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I didn't build this thing, but I did read that that was part of it. Oh, acid from the urine. So titanium and other tough alloys were chosen for the new toilet to withstand the acid in the urine.
Mm-hmm. Why don't the astronauts just eat and consume exactly the amount they need so that their body never has to poop or pee?
I know. How cool would that be if that was actually a thing?
Oh, dude. Sew your butthole right up. Never have to use it again.
No. You would never do that, dude. Because what if you have like a Thanksgiving feast?
Yeah, but somebody like, would do it just to be like, hey, it can be done. Like, you don't think like one of these...
Yeah, what about that kindergarten teacher?
This blogger, some Instagram blogger is coming out and being like, I did this and it's...
If breatharians are getting so much from the universe, they should be able to do it.
Maybe they should be the first astronauts.
They should, because they are
Dude, can you imagine lying about being a breatharian and then NASA calls you as like, you have to go. The government has allowed us to force you to be astronauts because you don't need toilets. And they'd be like, what have I done?
Or food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be great. They say they absorb cosmic energy. So it's
they're probably closer to the cosmos out there, huh?
Yeah.
We're putting you closer to where you're getting all, a nice space feast.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. It's incredible.
By the way, how many of the non-romantic roommates that hooked up during the lockdown, how many times did that take place in TikTok collab houses?
Constantly.
Was that the majority of people that they surveyed?
Yeah, that's the majority. That's all the people they surveyed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Those are the only people that are super stoked about bragging about hooking up with
non-romantic hookups with onions.
With someone they were in love with. Yeah, exactly. With a bowl of onions they were in love with.
Yeah. All right, Danny, what's coming up for you this week?
I'd like to say I'm going to travel, but I still don't know, even though I'm supposed to leave tomorrow. So
where are you traveling?
Up to the Tetons, do some climbing, but it is not a sure thing.
Yeah.
But I gotta crank out that content.
Mm-hmm. You sure do, dude. I didn't realize that you have so many followers on YouTube. I know I say that, but this whole week, that's all I thought about.
Like, Danny managed to get a handful of people to watch his videos. Amazing. I thought it was just his mom and brothers and sisters.
I put a video on YouTube 6 to 10 years ago, and I don't even have a fraction of the following you have on there.
Sweet. Well, it's all about pumping out that content. I'm working on a video now. I've got another one in the pipeline, but I'm running out of stuff. I got to get out there and film. Never ends. I mean, that's what Rob does all day, every day. So I'm not going to.
Not all day.
Even content. Pretend. I mean, you're doing it.
Trying to.
You're out there.
He's got a proverbial NASA toilet sucking content out of every orifice of his body.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
So it's also today, October 6th, National Noodle Day. Tyson, will you celebrate?
For National Noodle Day?
Yes.
May as well.
Okay.
How can I'm probably going to get a Subway sandwich with extra onion.
Extra noodles. Why not?
Probably then go to the grocery store and buy a bag of onions. I don't even know why, but I just feel like I should. And then we probably have some weird pasta, quinoa pasta or something in our house somewhere.
Is that a noodle?
I'll try to honor the noodle day with, I'm going to try and eat some noodles tonight.
I'll do some noodles. I'll do ramen. I'm going to make ramen for the girls.
Okay. Boom. There you go. Yep. All right. Tyson, what do you have going on this week?
Tomorrow we are going to Boston Rob and myself are going to start the rewatch of Token Chains.
Okay. Has he ever seen it before?
Yeah, but only when it came out, and I've only seen it when it came out. So it'll maybe I'll hate me by the end of it.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so either. There's nobody I respect more than myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do that, and then we're going to do some more Survivor trivia after that. That's all tomorrow, free on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to play some Among Us. I'm going to stream Among Us.
I've been here. It's all I hear about.
Do you want to play?
When are you going to do it?
Friday night? Friday evening?
Friday evening? What time?
Probably like 5 or 6 start time, I would assume.
5 or 6?
For a couple hours.
6. What time zone?
PM. Your time zone.
Okay. I might be able to do that.
Okay. I'll let you know. And that will also be on the Twitch channel. And then I have a bunch of new pickleball gear coming in today that I'm excited to test drive. And then, you know, that's pretty much it. And coming up in a couple minutes, I believe we do have a Big Brother update.
Where do people come go across? To get that Big Brother update?
They just stay listening. I don't know if you guys remember the old Green Day album where if you just listen to the last song of
Blinkness
for 30 minutes,
yeah.
At the end of that 30 minutes, the secret song came on. But the only way to access that secret song was to either listen or fast forward 30 minutes
of secret songs
of blank to the secret song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smart.
So, Danny, what does Tetons mean in French?
Large mounds.
Oh, boy.
Courage people. I don't want to say because the whole onion thing, I don't want to get us blocked on whatever.
That's true. Whatever platforms we decide to share this, you're so smart, Danny.
Large onions.
Thank you for thinking of the company.
All right. There you go. All right. Well, lots of fun here back on News AF. We'll be back again with you next Tuesday. Of course, if you see News AF happening, let us know either on Twitter or in our Facebook group on facebook.com/group/groupAF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.